certain paintings have a resonance which is not just to the eye.
RRS, Museo Reina Sofia Radio.
Inaudible. Leon Golub, exhibition at the Museo Reina Sofia from May 5th to September 12th, 2011. Painting, history, representation, visual culture.
Well, Golub is a history painter and is also a realist painter, although it's a form of critical realism.
John Bird, curator.
He depicts scenes of violence and torture, which are perpetrated by governments, both, sort of officially and unofficially. We look, coming from a particular position, and we make decisions about what we see. You know, is both a record, a document of something, but you are a witness, the viewer is a witness to something. And, you know, you can't witness without being involved in making these kinds of decisions. The figures that he depicts has its source within the mass media. Well, yes, I mean, I think that painting is a slow art. Its uniqueness, its specialness, but also means that we need to spend time, and it implies, it suggests, that the viewing process is a slowed-down process, which I think opens it up to a much more complex range of possible interpretation. And Chicago had a strong figurative tradition. There was a group of artists in the 50s called the Chicago Monster Roster School. And early paintings, you know, there's a number of paintings from the early 1950s where the Holocaust is a reference point. Certain paintings have a resonance which is not just to the eye. And one of the things about Golub's work, not just because it deals with the figure, is that, you know, it is a relationship to the body and to the viewer's body. So there is a kind of corporeal, but also through a sense of tactility, through sound, through other senses. In the later works, where he starts to introduce a much more kind of fractured and schematic imagery, and lions and dogs and skeletons come in.
RRS, Museo Reina Sofia Radio.